We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They stink!
Big Mac and Loogie are both 6-3. I'm 5-4. So we'll let Loogie kick it off this week for a change.
For a change, I lead it off every single week.
Whatever.
I'm starting with
it's inaccurate.
It's not inaccurate. The Bengals and Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs here in a smash spot. To me, the Bengals, they've had a nice little run. They easily could have lost the Raider game. They easily could have lost the Titan game. The Kansas City Chiefs once again look like the Kansas City Chiefs at home. I'm laying the wood there with the 7.5.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, Steve. Game number two. This is a tricky one. The Niners absolutely own the Rams. I think it's like 8 out of 9, 7
yeah,
in a row.
Boys.
Shanahan has McVay's number, but this just to me feels like the Rams' year. They basically have a fantasy team. Any guy you've ever heard of, they brought in this year. So they put all their chips in the middle, and I'm riding the Rams to, once again, for the second year in a row, a home team to host the Super Bowl. Give me the Rams, laying the -3.5. Craigie's boy, Odell Beckham Jr., catches a touchdown pass, and away we go. The matchup everybody wants, the Chiefs and the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Big loser!
Yeah, I think Cincinnati's done a great job to get here. They found a way to win a game, even getting sacked 9 times and really not even throwing a touchdown passes, which is what got them to this point over the last few weeks, a high dynamic offense, unable to do it and still found a way to win. But they're not ready to win this game. They're not ready with their young quarterback and this offense and this upstart team that's had a great year. They are not ready to go into Kansas City and win this game. Kansas City's on their way to another Super Bowl championship. Kansas City -7.5, easy pick. San Francisco and the Rams was a tough one. I was going back and forth all week, but here's the thing for me. The Niners look like a more mentally tough football team. I saw them go through this stretch the last time they went to the Super Bowl. I saw the Rams should have lost the week before and then beat the crap out of a crappy team and then allowed Tampa Bay to come back in that game. They were so tight in the second half of that game. I understand they made the big play to make the win, but they were dying down the stretch. They were looking to give that game away. San Francisco is a team that it is opportunistic and will not let them make those kind of mistakes and get away with a win. Give me San Francisco +3.5, the tougher football team, even though the Rams are more talented. So I got Kansas City -7.5 and San Francisco +3.5.
Very good. I won with the Bengal game, lost with Green Bay badly, because I thought the Packers were going to kill them. So that was a major, major loss. Lost with Tampa Bay, thankfully, and won with the Kansas City Chiefs. I hate to just agree with everybody. It's so annoying and so lazy, but it's true. Like, if you look back at the Bengal-Chief game from a few weeks ago, because I actually tried to talk myself in to the Bengals winning this game or even keeping it close. And so I did a little deep dive on that Bengal-Chief game. They outscored him 34-31. They made plays late. They converted on a 3rd and 27. Okay, that's the formula, right? The formula's there for how the Bengals are going to pull this off. But if you look closer, you know why the Bengals won that game? Because the Kansas City Chiefs committed mindless, dumb penalties constantly throughout that game. This is too good of a team, too smart of a team. They will never make those mind-numbingly dumb mistakes that we saw against the Patriots a few years ago in the AFC Championship game, the offsides by D. Ford, and the mistakes they made against Cincinnati. They're too good. And by the way, a part of Joe Burrow taking 9 sacks is not only an offensive line that's subpar, but a quarterback that takes a lot of sacks. Give me the Chiefs laying the 7.5 in game number one. Game number two, I had a dream last night. I want to share this dream with you because it made me think of you, Craig. I was watching the Niner game in my sleep, and I was bothered because I didn't want Stafford to win. Craig likes him too much.
This is a dream?
I swear to God, a dream. Okay. Didn't want Jimmy Garoppolo to win because you like him too much.
The Ballcocks.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a fantasy. Niners are down late 17-13. mid-third quarter, and Jimmy got hurt. And all of a sudden, Trey Lance jogged onto the field. And Trey Lance, as a rookie effing quarterback, made a couple of plays, not much. Kind of like Jimmy. Just don't screw up.
This is
and
fun.
The San Francisco 49ers continued the ownership, the Shanahan ownership over McVay, where it was Trey Lance that helped the Niners to get to the Super Bowl. We call that a Craig Carton doomsday scenario. Because what are you going to say if the Niners are there and it wasn't Jimmy and it was Trey Lance like a hero coming off the bench?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, one other thing. I do find this interesting, even though it didn't work out last year for Tampa and New Orleans. When a team beats a division rival twice in the regular season and then play them again in the postseason, they're 14-7 in their last 21 games. So let's not act like it's that difficult to sweep a team. Usually they're better.
Ponderous.
Give me the Niners getting the 3.5 against the Rams. The Chiefs, the Niners, our picks for Championship Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.